President Bush and Brazil's president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are scheduled for their first face-to-face meeting at the White House this morning. Brazil is the largest country in South America and a key trading partner for the U.S., so the White House is eager to keep relations on track after an election which raised some concern about Brazil's growing disenchantment with market reforms. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As politicians, President Bush and Brazil's president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva could not be more different. They come from opposite ends of the political spectrum. President Bush, a pro-business Republican, and Lula, as he's known, a leftist former union leader. And they had far different upbringings.
Lula came from such deep poverty that it's said that he did not taste bread until he was 7 years old.
That's former U.S. Ambassador to Brazil Anthony Harrington, who says despite the differences, it's important the two men are meeting now to establish a personal dialogue.
Brazil, after all, is the fifth largest country in the world, one of the largest economies, half of South America, and a place that we have more U.S. investment than any emerging market.
Lula ran on a populist agenda, promising to spend more on social programs and denouncing tough loan conditions from the International Monetary Fund. He also criticized U.S. efforts to negotiate a free trade area of the Americas, calling it a U.S. attempt to annex Brazil. Harrington says despite Lula's tough rhetoric, he doubts there will be major ideological clashes at the White House meeting today.
Since the campaign, he clearly has taken a more moderate position. He's embraced what the U.S. had supported in terms of an unusually generous IMF financial assistance package and the constraints that go with it. He's surrounded by some very talented advisors who themselves have shown moderation in their position.
U.S. officials have also tried to downplay a major shift in relations following Lula's victory. The Bush administration's special envoy for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Otto Reich, says it's a misinterpretation to see Lula's victory as part of a trend, a repudiation of liberal reforms in Latin America, as some have suggested. Nancy Birdsall, president of the Washington think tank Center for Global Development, says given the economic downturn in Brazil and the high level of poverty, it's no surprise that the country is moving, as she says, to the center left.
I think it's a reflection of very tough times in a region that has really embraced a large number of reforms, has not been perfect on issues like fiscal discipline, but has certainly met a standard similar to the standard that we meet in the United States. The problem is that they have to meet a higher standard because they have a lot of debt that they inherited from the past.
And that, she says, will mean Lula will be restrained. He has committed himself to the conditions for a new $30 billion IMF loan agreement. As for the free trade area of the Americas, Birdsall says Brazil was already holding up the pace of negotiations, complaining about U.S. double standards and protectionism.
It's clearly been dragging its feet on a big push ahead. And part of the reason is that there's a lot of sectors in Brazil, industries, that feel that they're not ready to be awash in the competition that greater imports from the U.S. would create.
So she expects Lula to do some tough bargaining to get a fair deal to open markets for Brazilian soybeans and orange juice concentrate. Today's White House talks may not be so detailed. After all, President Bush's economic team is in transition, and President-elect Lula has delayed naming his team. But analysts say the meeting is important, if only to give President-elect Lula a chance to calm fears about his leftist politics and what that could mean to economic stability in South America. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.